special edition of the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast, Emerging Field in an Emerging Market, eSports in China. New study from the agency comparing video game culture in both countries, that being China and the United States. Spencer, what do you got?
Well, thank you, Larry. Video games and what we refer to as eSport is a large market around the world, and it's a growing market here in the United States. So we thought it would be interesting to ask a few questions both here in the United States and in one of the larger eSport communities, and that would be overseas in China. So we had two surveys this week, and the first thing that you need to know with any type of product or service is, do people even know that it exists? And so we ask, are you familiar with the term eSport? And in the United States, about three-quarters of people were familiar with eSport. But in China, it's closer to like 90%. And what I think you'll hear in this podcast is the growth of eSport in China took off much sooner than in the U.S. And because of that, they have much more money being spent in the area of merchandise and equipment. And they also spend a little bit more time playing the games, while in the U.S., it's still... probably a few years behind the development from a societal standpoint.
You had a conference this past Thursday at Emerson College on the latest slide regarding the poll. Full details are available up on the website. I'm going through everything right now. There's many that sort of stand out. For example, you're more likely to play video games alone, et cetera, et cetera. What are sort of the highlights of this poll that is available on the Emerson College website right now?
Well, that's actually a great one to point out. So, are you more likely to play video games alone, or are you more likely, or do you prefer to play with your family and friends? And in the United States, about 4 out of 5 people rather play by themselves. And in China, that's 3 out of 5 people. And you can see a significant difference between the two countries on that question. And that takes you down into a cultural issue. Obviously, as a capitalist society versus a communist society, interestingly, in the U.S. study, they want isolation. They like to play by themselves. In China, they want to have more of a group activity and play with others.
Yeah, stop distracting me, Ma. That was a excuse I used a lot growing up. Is there any advantages that China, the Asian market, that they have in that, as you just stated earlier in this podcast, that they're pretty much, quote unquote, ahead of the United States in this rapidly growing industry?
Well, they've been playing video game competitions at a higher level than in the U.S., but they also play them differently. So we asked about what playing platforms or gaming platforms are you playing on? And the U.S. is primarily playing with, you know, computers and game consoles. But in China, game consoles were banned until 2015. And so they don't play with the game consoles. They're using the computers much more, or their phones. And the consoles are really geared for individual play, while the computers are geared more for multiplayer play. And you can see that is gravitating towards what the two country players are interested in, as well with them playing either alone or preferring to play with others.
I don't want to give out too many details. And I've said I'm going through the slides as we speak, Spence. Again, all the details, all the data is available on the Emerson College polling website. Of course, the last one, I guess, that jumps out, I'm a child of the 1990s. A lot of talk back then of the world is playing too many video games. I was one who was glued to playing Civilization II, GoldenEye. Is that still the case? I guess not just in the United States, China, both. You did the full study on it.
Sure. So one, we asked, how much time do you spend in the last week playing video games? And China plays not significantly more, but slightly more time in video games. So for example, the U.S., about 3/4 of the players will play less than 5 hours a week. But in China, about half of the players will play over 6 hours a week. So they're playing a little bit more in China, a little less in the U.S. But when asked, hey, do you think we're playing too much, too little, or just about the right amount of games? in the U.S., residents say 60% said we're playing too much. But in China, about half of them say they're playing just about right. And so you can also see a cultural difference of what's acceptable behavior regarding the video game culture. And I think that's very interesting as I think gaming continues to emerge in the field. People play more of it, and how other societies will adapt to that, because it's truly an opportunity for international play. There's talk about using esport as an Olympic competition in 2024. So there's definitely that opportunity for sport to be a bridge between countries and cultures. But you can also see from this study that each country and culture will play these games a little bit differently.